It's strange, isn't it, how the Bible seems to contradict itself at times. For example, on the one hand, we read Jesus saying that he was one with the Father, that the Father and I are one. But then he says, my Father is greater than I. That seems like a contradiction, doesn't it? We read also at times Jesus saying that he's come to bring peace to people's lives. But on the other hand, we read him saying that he has not come to bring peace, but to bring war. That a father will turn against his, a son will turn against his father and daughter against the mother. So that seems like a contradiction. Now, if we understand things properly, we will know there is no contradiction. There's perfect harmony if we look at these things in their right context. But usually, when you look at it for the first time, it seems like a contradiction. And we see that in many things that we say. We may say things like, you know, there was a loud silence. A loud silence? How could silence be loud? But you know what I'm talking about. Or let's say I was to walk into church and you were to say to me, good evening, brother. I like your new hairstyle. You'd think that's a contradiction because obviously I don't have any hair. And it goes against reality. So when you read the Bible, when we make statements, often, they seem like contradictions. Now, in the passage that we read, we find a phrase here that seems like a contradiction. And this is what I want to look at this evening. So we're going to look at three things. And the first thing is this. We're going to look at the contradiction in Gideon's life. And so the first point is this. Gideon was not a mighty man of valor. He was not a mighty man of valor. Dan, if you can bring the first point up, please. So what we have here in Judges chapter 6 is the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him in chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, well, I'll read the whole verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon here is described as a mighty man of valor, a great man of courage, of bravery, a mighty warrior. But does this description fit his character? The answer is no, it doesn't. Gideon lived in the time of Judges, so this is soon after Moses had led the people into the promised land. He led them up to that point, then Joshua takes over, they settle into the promised land, Joshua dies, and then we have a period of the Judges. And this period of the Judges is a very difficult period in the life of Israel. And when we talk about judges, it doesn't mean judges the way we understand them, people who wear funny wigs and so on. These judges were leaders, they were warriors. And in the book of Judges, there's a phrase that occurs again and again. It says, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. This phrase occurs three times. In fact, if you go right to the end of the book of Judges, the last verse, chapter 21 and verse 25, and again, this just sums up what the book of Judges is about. It says this, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. In other words, what this is saying is people weren't doing what is right in God's eyes, but they followed their own inclinations and passions, and they sinned before God. They did what was right in their own eyes, rather than doing what is right in the eyes of God. So what did God do? God gave them over to the neighboring enemies. But then people, when they were attacked and when they were conquered, the people regretted their sin and they prayed to God and they asked God to deliver them. And then God would raise up a judge, a leader, who would fight the enemies and would deliver the Israelites. Now this happened again and again and again in the book of Judges. People sinned, they repented, they asked God for help. God would raise a leader who would deliver them. And then they had a period of peace. Then the leader died. Then they would sin again, and this would happen again and again and again. Now this is what is happening in chapter 6. It says in chapter 6 and verse 1 that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God, in the sight of the Lord. And so God delivered them to the Midianites. But then in verse 7, the people of God cried out to God. He heard their prayers and he sent the angel of the Lord to Gideon. God was going to raise Gideon up as a judge, as a leader, to deliver Israel from the Midianites. So the angel appears to him and says these words, chapter 6, verse 12, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." The angel is saying, "Gideon, you brave warrior, you courageous warrior." But was Gideon brave? Was he courageous? No. What we discover is that he is just an ordinary man like you and me. He had no special talents. He had no special gifts. He had no special abilities. In fact, rather than being brave and strong, we find that he's full of fear and uncertainty. When the angel appeared to him, look at what he's doing. Is he ready for battle? Is he ready to fight the Midianites? No. Verse 11 tells us that he's threshing the wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. No one threshes wheat in the wine press. Grapes go in the wine press. But Gideon was so scared of the Midianites that they would come and take the wheat that he's hiding and threshing it in the wine press. Is this a mighty man of valor? No. I could just imagine when Gideon heard the angel of the Lord say, "You mighty man of valor," he must have looked. Well, who are you talking about? Look at his response in verse 13. Gideon said to him, this is to the angel of the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." He's saying, look, the Lord was with us. The Lord did bless us when he brought us out of Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us. Can you see here? He's not prepared for battle. God tells him in verse 14, "Go and save Israel from the hand of the Midianites." Again, what is Gideon's response? Verse 15, he says this. So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Lord, you want me to go and save Israel? But you know, I'm the weakest in my family. I am the least in my family. Can you see here? You don't see leadership qualities here. You don't see that Gideon is a mighty man of valor. He's not courageous. He doesn't want to go into battle. Gideon is full of fear. Gideon is full of uncertainties. He lacks confidence in himself. He was a very weak and frail person. So this is Gideon. Gideon was not a mighty man of valor. Secondly then, as Christians, we may not be mighty people of valor. Are we like Gideon? Do you feel inadequate? Full of fears? I'm sure all of us have natural fears. Maybe in our service to the Lord. Maybe there's the fear of witnessing. Maybe we fear looking foolish. I remember when I was being baptized, I think this is going back to 1986, and it's the first time I ever stood up in front of a church and shared my testimony. I was absolutely petrified. My heart was pounding. It was like an engine. My legs felt like jelly. My hands were sweating. My mouth was dry. I was so nervous. I almost said to my pastor, Mr. Summers, I think I'll wait to get baptized. I was so scared. I went to the library and I took a book out on how to do public speaking. I was so petrified. I thought maybe it'll give me some insight and help. I was full of fear. We can very easily be held in bondage to fear. Fear of people, fear of family. There are certain things that we know we should do, but we don't do them because of fear. There are issues in our life that we know, I need to tackle this. And we pray, God, please take this away. But God doesn't take it away. Why? Because he wants us to overcome our fears. There are spiritual battles we do not fight because of fear. The Bible says the fear of man brings a snare. Fear can be a real hindrance to the believer. It is amazing since the COVID lockdowns, how many people have become really reclusive? How many people have become really fearful? Sometimes of even wanting to go out? And I think the lockdowns psychologically damaged a lot of people. Sometimes, you know, you might listen to preachers, and preachers preach with great boldness. But you know, in reality, a lot of preachers are full of fears, and they're very timid people. I remember listening to John Piper. Now, many of you know who John Piper is. He's an international speaker. He's been extremely influential around the world, in the Christian world, and he preaches all over the world. He had a church. He's now retired from the pastorate. But a lot of people have been blessed through his ministry. And when you look at him preaching, you think, wow, this guy is so bold and courageous and at times really direct in sometimes addressing sin. But I remember either reading or hearing him say, I can't remember, he said, you know, naturally, I worry a lot. And he said, naturally, I'm a very timid person. Before surgery, I had to contact people and cancel my preaching engagements that I had, because I knew that obviously I won't be able to go out preaching to some places. So I sort of texted people, pastors or organizations where I was due to preach, and said, look, I can't come because I'm due to have knee surgery. And so I cancelled everything until after Easter time. After I had surgery, some contacted me and said, how did the operation go? And you know, the easiest thing to do was just to send a picture of the surgery, of my leg and my stitches. And I sent it to one or two people. I sent one to Roy Summers. And he texted me back, and he said, you know what, I couldn't look at it. He said, you know, I'm really squeamish. And others, who you think are really strong people, they said to me, I had to delete the picture because it was just like, I couldn't look at it. Fear. Gideon had fears. Look further at his fears. Chapter 6, verse 25. On the night the angel of the Lord left him, God told him to take down the altar of the Midianites that they had erected for the idol Baal. And what does Gideon do? Verse 27. And it says, look, the first part, he took 10 men and he did as the Lord said. But then it says, the second part of the verse says, it tells us that because of fear, he took down the altar at night. His fear did not lead to disobedience. He obeyed. But because he was fearful of people, he obeyed at night, so no one could see him. How many of us are like that? We obey in some way. As long as people don't see, we come to church. We don't really want our neighbors to know. We hide our Bibles, so people don't know where we are going. We give out tracts, put the leaflets through doors. You know, we're doing that as a church. We do it at night so no one could see, because we don't want to look foolish, and because of fear. In chapter 6, verse 36 to 40, what do we see here? Gideon is asking for a sign. This is the fleece here. Some of you know this. He puts out a fleece and he says to God, if there is dew on it and not on the floor, then I know you shall deliver Israel in my hands. But then he asks again. Chapter 6, verse 39 says, God, do not be angry with me. Let me just speak one more time. What do we see here? A man who lacks assurance. A man who's not trusting God's word. He needs signs from God. This is very, very weak faith. He was full of uncertainties. There are Gideons everywhere in the Christian world. What do we say often? You know what? I'm hopeless. I don't have any abilities. I'm useless. Lord, please, please don't use me. Use them. We pray, God send out missionaries, but God don't send me out. We'll give money to help. We'll pray, but Lord, don't send me. Brother, sister, we could be plagued with fears of failure. Now, can you see here the absolute contradiction? The angel of the Lord comes at the beginning and says to Gideon, you mighty man of valor. And what have we seen? Was Gideon a mighty man of valor? No. He was hiding from the Midianites. He had fears. He didn't trust God's word alone. He wanted signs to encourage him. Was God contradicting himself? I mean, how could God say to him, you mighty man of valor? Can God contradict himself? Is God inconsistent to say one thing and the reality is different? If God contradicts himself, then God is a liar, and then God is not God. So what do we do when we read our Bibles and there seems to be contradictions? Well, look at the verse again. Look at the context, and you'll discover there are no contradictions here in God's word. God is being totally consistent when he speaks to Gideon. Look at chapter 6, verse 12 again. Let's read the verse again. And let's see if you can understand it this time. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Have you got it? Does it make sense now? Gideon was no mighty man of valor on his own. Naturally, he was a coward. But what does it say? The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. That is why you will be a mighty man of valor. God was with him. He was a mighty man of valor, not on his own, but because the Lord was with him. In his own strength, Gideon could do nothing. But with God, God would make him into a mighty man of valor. What did God say to Gideon when he said, "Go save Israel from the Midianites," in verse 14? Look at verse 14, it says, "Look, have I not sent you?" See there at the end of the verse? Have I not sent you? Gideon, you're not alone. I'll be with you. I'll fight for you. In chapter 6, God prepares and calls Gideon to serve. And then in chapter 7, we see how God uses Gideon in his service. It shows us how God takes this weak and timid man who has fears and makes him into a mighty man of valor. So let's finish the third point. Gideon becomes a mighty man of valor because the Lord was with him. So this is in chapter 7. So let's briefly look at this, how God used him. So the battle is prepared against the Midianites. They have 135,000 soldiers, but Gideon has 32,000 soldiers. His army is small in comparison to the Midianites. He still has fears, but despite his fears, he realizes that God is with him. But amazingly, the Lord says to Gideon, "You have too many soldiers." Chapter 7, verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" What is he saying? He's saying, "Look, listen, Gideon, if you go into battle, and if you win, you'll say, 'We've done it,' not God." He says to Gideon, "All the soldiers who are afraid, tell them to go home." Chapter 7, verse 3. 22,000 soldiers go home out of 32,000. That leaves 10,000 soldiers to fight. That is 10,000 against 135,000 Midianites. But God said to Gideon, "You know what? You still have too many. So God tells him that when his men go to drink water from the stream, those who drink with their head down and lap up the water like a dog, they're no good. Chapter 7, verse 5. They're no good because, look, they're not alert. Their heads are down, they're not looking around, they're not alert. Tell them to go home. But those who cup their hands and they drink the water, he said, they're fit for battle because they are alert. Now, can you believe this? How many men did Gideon have left? Anybody know? 300, verse 6. That's crazy. 300 Israelites against 135,000 Midianites. Not even the British or the American soldiers, army, with all their sophisticated armory and laser-guided missiles, can take on 135 soldiers, let's say Iraqis or whatever they are. 300 soldiers! Gideon must have thought, this is sheer madness, this is suicide. But God was showing him, look, Gideon, without me you are nothing. Trust me, depend on me, put your fears in me. Give them to me, and I will fight for you. I will make you into a mighty man of valor. Probably most of you know what happened here. 300 Israelites defeated 135,000 Midianites. In chapter 7, verse 16, it tells us they did it with trumpets and empty jars and torches of flames inside the jars. They went to the Midianite camp at night, blew the trumpets, and broke the jars with the lights in, with the flames in. And this caused confusion in the Midianite camp, and they all turned their swords on each other and killed each other. Chapter 7, verse 22. God did it. God brought victory to Gideon. The Lord was with him. The Lord made him a mighty man of valor. Brother, sister, fear should never stop us from obeying and serving the Lord. We all have fears. We all have areas of vulnerability. But brother, sister, the Lord is with you. The Lord is greater than your weakness and fear. In fact, the greater your fear, the greater glory will be to God. God reduced the army of Israel to 300 soldiers. That is madness. But he did it to make Gideon depend on him. If we think we are nothing, if we lack self-confidence, then cast yourself on the Lord. And people will be amazed at what God can do through you. People who are overconfident rarely trust God. They do things in their own ability, and God rarely uses them. But when we sense that we are inadequate and we trust God to overcome, people will be amazed. And they'll think, wow, that brother or sister standing at the front sharing their testimony, they're so quiet. How could they do that? God must be with him or her. Let me tell you something. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be a pastor. Still to this day, I feel inadequate. I don't know why God chose me. And I sometimes think, am I in the right job? Never did I ever think I would be a preacher. It's not me. When I was at school, You know, when you're sitting in a class, I would be right at the back and always have my head down so the teacher doesn't pick on me. I used to hate standing in the front of the class. I used to be embarrassed. My face would go red with embarrassment. It's not me. But the Lord is with weak people. When people see us, people, when we have been failures in our lives and now we are standing up on our own two feet, people will be amazed. How is he doing this? Normally that person would collapse under pressure. How is he doing it? How is she doing this? The Lord is with them. People will see weak people like you and me, and they will see something different. They will know there's someone who is bigger than them and beyond them, who is helping them. You may be the only Christian in your family. You may be the youngest in your family. You may be the smallest, the least in your family, like Gideon. And you may feel I can give nothing to the church by way of ministry. I'm ineffective. But when the Lord is with you, he can make you into a mighty man of valor. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because it said, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. In fact, we can even thank God for our weaknesses. Because it's our weaknesses and our fears that drive us to the Lord and make us depend on him. And if you look at God's saints, think of Moses. Most of God's saints were not confident people. They were fearful people. That is why God used them. God said to Moses, what did he say? Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And what did Moses say? Look, he made excuses. Oh, what if people don't believe me? Lord, you know what? I can't speak. Lord, send somebody else. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like us? God said to him, go, I will be with you. Exodus chapter 4, verse 12. I am who I am. He'll be with you. We are weaklings on our own. But God loves to take weaklings and use them. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul says in Romans 8, you are more than conquerors. Is that true? Are we more than conquerors? No. But he said, you are more than conquerors through Christ, who loved us. Paul says in Philippians, I can do all things. But I can all do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Gideon was weak, but God used him to defeat 135,000 Midianites. Moses was fearful and humble, but God used him to lead over 2 million people out of Egypt. So, brother, sister, it is no contradiction when the Lord says to you, you mighty sister of valor, you mighty brother of valor, you mighty person of valor, you are a mighty man, a mighty person of valor. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Amen.